Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on what side of the world you're tuning in from, and welcome back to Purposely Awakened Radio. Thank you for all those that have been supporting us since episode 1. We are now on episode 52, and now that we are in our 50th show range, we decided to, I guess, change things up a bit just to make one, to make, because, you know, we have to keep pressing forward. So as we press forward, we definitely want to have higher quality shows, even though, because, yeah, although everyone has said they enjoyed our shows, I know on one episode with, I think it was Deestra Jackson from The Color Purple, I know with that episode, a lot of people loved it, but we did get like a few people that said it was kind of hard to understand. And they wish that it was also, that the show was also typed out. So starting with this episode, we have now started, actually, we have now transcribed our show into text for those who prefer to read. Kind of, some people are readers, some people are listeners, or maybe you're a little bit of both, but maybe you maybe you didn't catch a word or two in the show and you wanted to go back. Well, now you can actually read it as well. So that's the first change. The second change is, now that we're also in our 50th range, we also want to make sure that we produce higher quality content. Now, of course, the higher quality content that requires more additional revenue. So with additional revenue, we'll be able to, one, bring more hosts on, so that way we have more expertise to bring, and that way we can like focus on more topics, maybe even extend the show, and then maybe have like a theme for a particular show. So maybe one week we might have a guest, and maybe the next week we're just talking about a certain topic that relates to the overall theme of Purposely Awakened. Next, we also want to be able to have better podcast equipment. That way we don't have to record from our phones and then transcribe it to the computer, etc. So with the equipment, we also have found a studio, a local studio, that where we can record in a much quieter place, a consistent place, and if we have a local guest, that local guest can actually come into the studio. So we're looking into that. And so any financial support would be awesome. And so one of the best ways to do that is, if you've been following us for a while and you're a huge supporter, we'd definitely love for you to become a VIP Awaken member. And you can either, there's two memberships you can choose from. One, we have our standard membership. So the standard, you still get all the exclusive content, and you still get access to private pages on purposelyawakened.com. And then you also get discounts. You get a 10% discount on products, any live events that we do, etc. Then we have our gold membership. So the gold membership, you get everything in the standard, plus you get some incentives to earn a little extra cash by doing reviews for us. And you get a greater percentage off a product. So instead of 10%, you get 20% off all store merchandise, live events, etc. So to learn more about that, just go to purposelyawakened.com/social and then click on VIP membership. All right, so I think we kind of talked on because for the past 5 minutes. So I'm going to quickly introduce our guests for today's show. So on today's show, we have former Harlem Globetrotters player Derek Dizzy Grant. And for those who might be unfamiliar with the Harlem Globetrotters, they're a professional national basketball team that travels nationwide. The Harlem Globetrotters, they've been around for years. They've been around since my mom was a child. But they have millions of fans from from around the globe in 70 countries. And basically, I guess, like, the Harlem Globetrotters, I would say, like, it's a good way for, I guess, for them to get, for people to get their foot in the door in the NBA, or just for those who have a passion for basketball, that just want to play professionally. The Harlem Globetrotters has helped with that, has helped a lot of men and women with that. And they're also very community-based, which is one of the things I always loved about the Harlem Globetrotters. They do a lot for the community. But anyways, coming back to our guest, which is Derek Dizzy Grant. He's a former Harlem Globetrotter. He is also an alum of Ashford University, where he earned his bachelor's degree in business leadership, and he earned a master's in organizational management. Upon graduation, he got magna cum laude. Currently, Grant is a professional skills trainer who works with countless NBA and WNBA players, as well as kids, to give them the same opportunities he was afforded. And he also has, which is, this is a little different, but he also recently released a 100-day devotional, which he'll be talking about. So his 100-day devotional results is what he wrote while experiencing one of the toughest points in his life. And it also helped him to cope with his mental struggle. And as we know, mental illness right now, especially within like the Black community and just our community in general, like mental illness has been, also mental illness has definitely been a top topic of 2019. So before he comes out, as usual, we'll play a short song just to get your minds right, and then after the break, the next voice you'll hear will be Mr. Derek Grant.
Yeah. What up, West Coast?
What up, Southeast? They got raised me to be a little beast. Yeah. Caught a couple fades in the streets. What? Played on the beach. Huh. Playing records with my Uncle Keith. I hit a fam off for the beats. Yeah. I roll it down Imperial. Old school in my stereo. Woo. From Skyline, you don't hear me die. I took a road trip to Long Beach. Hit the wrong street and they bang where on you, from? But I'm good. I know Mouse. Got a cousin off of Wilmington and else a gun down. Yeah, that's Compton where it get hotter when the sun low. Visit Grace down in Southgate. Ain't good. Thank God for my people in the hood. I grew up in the 90s. Need a Pan Ave, you can find me. Posted with my cousin right behind me. Every single summer I was looking for to come up in that Southern California sun, bright enough to blind me. California dream.
Where they throw hands in the back alley. Fucking the police, yeah, that's how we do. Gotta stay about the wake now. Young hitters outside every day now. Chin up, chest, I can't let them see you break down. Fiends on the corner, it's the devil playground. Beautiful but dangerous. Probably why they always out there dreaming. The Cali. Cali, Cali, Cali.
It was all a dream. Southern California's the real thing.
West Coast.
That's when I saw some people turn into real things. Helicopters in the sky, put that light off in your wide. I was just a teen doing my little thing. And Mexicanos got them hydros on the low lows. They was so throwed, I was sold on them. Couldn't wait till I could roll on them. I was out there doing dirt all by my lonesome. Stealing candy from her, so I let you hold some. Granny having Sunday service in the back room. I was running from it, but I guess she prayed me back to him. Palm trees, sea breeze, BCs, BGs to the OGs. Sipping on a OE. H-Town made a screw up. And Cali showed me gang signs that I threw up.
What up?
The hood called me OG cause I blew up. It's all God if you knew the way I grew up. Yeah. California dream.
Where they throw hands in the back alley. Fucking the police, yeah, that's how we do. Gotta stay about the wake now. Young hitters outside every day now. Chin up, chest, I can't let them see you break down. Fiends on the corner, it's the devil playground. Beautiful but dangerous. Probably why they always out there dreaming. The Cali. Cali,
dreaming.
Cali,
dreaming. famous Harlem Globetrotters, and now kind of turned into a motivational speaker. And I've written a devotional here recently to give hope to athletes, not just athletes, but all people, to give them hope and inspiration through the foundation of Jesus Christ.
Cool, awesome. And then also, how was your journey since you played with the Harlem Globetrotters? How was that journey? And then just kind of chat a little bit about that journey, and then how you got started to play with the team.
Sure. So, I was just like any other kid growing up. I had dreams and aspirations of being a professional basketball player, but I was introduced to basketball at the age of 7 when I went to go see the Harlem Globetrotters in Rochester, New York. My parents took me and my brother, and they bought me a little basketball from the game. That was really when I fell in love with the game, and played all through college and high school, college, and then had an opportunity to try out for them back in 2006. And ironically enough, I live in Indiana, but tryout was in Indianapolis, and I came and tried out for three days, and they said I made the team, and kind of the rest was history. And since I've gotten done with the Globetrotters, I've kind of been on this path of helping young athletes. So I started a business where I would train little kids all the way up to NBA players, teaching them skills of the game of basketball. And that's kind of segued in from teaching them on the court stuff to teaching them life skills, and the life skills with biblical principles. And before I knew, I started a Bible study with some kids that I trained, and that kind of led from that to, how about I coach a team and kind of have take 12 kids under my wing and have more time with them. And from that, I kind of went off into a business opportunity that I thought was going to be a great opportunity for my family. Ended up being, at the time, a really, really bad opportunity. And because of that, I always say that what man meant for bad, God meant for good. But because of that, it's put me on this path of I need to do more. Because there was a time in my life where I felt as though I had lost hope and I had lost inspiration, and I had to go back. I fell back on my foundation, and that was the Bible. That was Jesus. And I said, I got to do more. And one of the kids that I was training last year, he went down the wrong path, and it was because I was not around as much, because me and my family had moved, and he kind of went down the wrong path. And before you know it, he's sitting in jail for murder. And this kid was, he was an honor roll student. He was homecoming core, had Division I baseball scholarship opportunities. And his mom told me, he said, just like that, he went down the wrong path. And she said, Mr. Grant, I wanted to call you, but I didn't want to bother you when I saw my son was going down the wrong path. And that really, it broke my heart, but I said, I have to do more. And that's when I started writing this devotional.
Cool. And that goes into my next questions. I know you wrote your devotional results when you're going through one of the toughest points in your life, and especially now, since we're dealing with mental health and everything now, especially within our community. So I guess it'd be a two-part question. So the first question would be, can you kind of talk about that journey of your toughest point, which led you to write your devotional? And then also how results can help those going through mental illness.
Yeah, so, and I've struggled both on my wife's side, her family and my family, we've had mental illness. And it's definitely, I always tell people, mental illness is tough, because someone who's suffering from mental illness, you look at them on the outside and they look quote unquote normal. They look fine. Right. And, this is something I struggled with my family members. You look at them and oh, they look the same, but then you realize they're no different than someone else who, if they broke an arm and you had a cast, you'd be able to see they're the same thing. They're struggling with something, but it's inside instead of noticeably outside. And the devotional I wrote, I said, I just want to give hope. I know how it feels when you don't have hope, and as a human being, if you don't have hope, then you can't have faith. And if you can't have faith, then it's going to be really hard to have a relationship with Jesus. So I kind of wanted to be to bridge the gap and use instances in my life, because all 100 entries in that devotional are real life things that have happened in my life and how I drew inspiration and hope from that situation. I wanted to show this is how you keep going when it seems like things are just, walls are caving in on you and it's bleak and you feel as though you're by yourself. I want people to know that Jesus loves you and he'll never leave you and nor forsake you, and he hasn't left you. So that's kind of the gist of where, why I kind of wrote it the way I did.
Cool, got you. And then, so what can, like, we kind of expect from your devotional? Kind of like, what makes your devotional stand out kind of from, like, the others? Kind of like some devotionals have, like, a little activity that you can do. And then some have, like, stories. So, yeah, what can we expect from it?
I wrote my devotional. I was extremely transparent and vulnerable. You know, I talked about when I unexpectedly got fired from the Globetrotters and my family's income and health benefits and everything was just, you know, taken away at a moment's notice. And I purposely was transparent and vulnerable in it because I wanted people to be able to relate. You know, I always say I go speak to companies and corporations now, and you know, Romans 5:3-5 says, rejoice in great suffering, for suffering produces perseverance, perseverance produces character, character produces hope. What we don't realize sometimes as Christians, for me to have hope, I have to be able to endure suffering. Right. We always want to skip the suffering part.
Right.
So I do the same thing when I speak to businesses and tell them, like, everybody wants to be a leader, but in order to be a leader, you have to first be vulnerable. And then if I'm vulnerable, then you can relate to me. And if you can relate to me, then you'll trust me. And if you trust me, now I can lead you. So in order to lead, you first have to be vulnerable. So I've made sure with this devotional, I wrote this differently. I wanted to be transparent and vulnerable to show and get people to relate to me. You know, I don't want people to see, oh, this guy is great. I know Harlan Globetrotter traveled to 70 different countries, was all these different TV shows. I want them to say, wow, like, I suffer with the same stuff he went through. And he made it through. So therefore, I might be able to make it through. That's my goal. And that's what I think separates this devotional from any other devotional.
Got you. And I love how you talk about, like, the importance of trusting in God's plan. So, what advice can you give to not just, like, aspiring athletes, but just to those in general who, like, may be going through life? And then say for example, maybe like they got like laid off, or if they are an athlete that they keep getting like traded from team to team, or so. What's your advice to those on how they can keep their hope alive, and especially those who were raised in the church but maybe strayed away?
Right, I think the big thing to understand, and it took me a little while to understand this, and it wasn't until I went through tough times and I made it through. All things work for the good of those who believe. And this is the analogy I use. I talk about Good Friday. And we celebrate Good Friday, and that leads into Easter. Well, there was a point in time when Good Friday wasn't good.
Right?
I'm sure on Saturday after Jesus was crucified, people weren't celebrating. You know, Mary and, you know, and everybody else, all the disciples, they weren't excited. It wasn't until Sunday did they realize, oh, this had to happen this way. And I've had instances in my life and tough times where it's been tough and it's been really hard, and then I made it through that storm. I made it through, and then I realize, I look back and I'm saying, oh, I see why it happened this way, and I'm thankful. I'm thankful for the way it happened. So I just try to remind people that all things work for the good of those who believe in him. And while it may seem bad right now, he's doing this is part of his plan for you to bring him glory. And this is, you're in your Good Friday. You just got to make it to Easter, and then it all makes sense.
Right. I definitely agree. And then also, like, going into 2020, do you have any, like, if somebody wants to come out and hear you speak, do you have any, like, any speaking engagements coming up, or books, or, like, book signings?
I do. I'm a keynote speaker at a Martin Luther program on Martin Luther King Day in Anderson, Indiana, at the historical Paramount Theater. Then I have some. I'm also going to be part of the Church of God Ministries regional conferences here in April, July. April in Inglewood, California. July in Anderson, Indiana, and then in September in Brooklyn, New York. And I'll be leading a forum or slash discussion on basically racial reconciliation within the church, and then what we can do as Christians to bring races together. So there's if you were to go to my website, Derek, D-E-R-I-C-K, grantspeaks.com, derekgrantspeaks.com, you'll be able to you can actually email and contact and find out my schedule and possibly have me speak if you would like me to come to a location near you.
Cool, perfect. And then I know you briefly went over like race in the church, which is definitely like an interesting topic. You know, like we have like kind of like nowadays you have like you know the black churches or this church and that church. Like how it's like what's your take on like on how we can on like how we can all come together like fix that issue.
I think first and foremost we have to recognize that we are Christians first.
Right.
You're a Christian first, and then you're a man or a woman, then you're your race. But if you're a Christian and you adhere to that standard, that's the highest, that's the top of the mountain. That's you will treat people through Christian principles, right?
All right.
You know, and I think that's sometimes what happens. We a lot of times we like to be Americans first and then Christians, or we like to be, you know, something else and then Christians. We're Christians when it's convenient. You're a Christian first and foremost. And if you live your life that way, you'll love everyone regardless of their skin color.
Right. I definitely agree. And then lastly, if like a parent or somebody wanted to get like their child involved, in the Derek Grant basketball organization, how can they do that?
They can go to derekgrantbasketball.com and you'll be able to contact me on there.
Okay, cool. And I know you gave out your website, but are you also on social too for the millennials?
Yes, I am. My Instagram handle is Derek, D-E-R-I-C-K, Grant, G-R-A-N-T, results. So it's Derek Grant Results, my Instagram, and my Twitter is DG Basketball and the number 2.
Perfect. Cool. Thank you so much, Derek. And then is there any other last remarks or comments that you feel the readers should know that we probably didn't cover? Or
I probably most importantly, I wrote this from an athlete's perspective, but you don't have to be an athlete or to play on a team for this to touch your life. You know, I wrote this from my perspective as an athlete, but I also kept, you know, whether you're a businessman, whether you're a nurse, whether you're, you know, a custodian, it doesn't matter what you are, this devotional will help you as well.
Awesome. Cool. Thank you so much, Derek.
All right. Thank you, Naomi. And you take care and have a great rest of your day.
All right. You too. Have a blessed one. All right, everyone. I hope you enjoyed our guest. Don't forget to pick up his devotional. And remember, you don't have to be an athlete, like he said. Anybody can read it. Anybody can gain wisdom from it and insight. So make sure to go and grab that off of his website, and also follow him on social media so you know when he might have a speaking engagement coming to your town. And also, like he said, if you wish to bring him to your town or your event or conference, feel free to visit his website. And I believe he has a way. I believe he has a contact form on there where you can, I guess, request and try to see if you can make that possible of having him at your event or conference. All right. And until next time, we're out. And also don't forget to go to purposelyawakened.com/social and sign up to become a VIP Awakened member. And also please, just a side note, when you sign up, you actually have to pick a plan in order to reap all the benefits. Because I think we had a few people that have signed up, but they didn't pick a plan. Therefore, they're not reaping any of the benefits. And of course, they still cannot see any exclusive or private content on the website. So I had to stress that. You can't just sign up. Because when you sign up, you know, like it would allow you to create a username and everything on our platform. But just because you have a username, that does not give you access to the membership. So in order to get access to the membership and reap the benefits, you actually have to pick a plan, whether you want the standard plan or the gold plan. And of course, it's only $5 to $10 a month, depending on which plan. If you pick the standard plan, it's $5 a month. Gold plan is $10 a month. But with all the benefits that we do provide you, I mean, it super exceeds your monthly contribution and donation. And just think, I mean, most of us probably have Netflix subscriptions, might even go to Coffee Bean or Starbucks or wherever you get your daily coffee. Some people have to have their coffee every day or once a week. So our subscription per month is just one coffee. Might even be less than one coffee. But yeah. So that would greatly appreciate. We would greatly appreciate it. And again, thank you for being one of our supporters. For those that support us from day one, thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank you for helping us to keep the movement alive. Because yes, your donation, people always want to know where their money is going. It is going to keep Purposely Awakened alive so we can do more. Create jobs. Because once we get to a certain amount of subscribers, we'll be able to have, you know, salaried staff. We'll be able to do more projects that benefit our community. We'll be able to continue to tell stories for our people by our people. So yeah, until next time, we're out.
Too much buzz in the air. Listen in to What's the Buzz on EPRN. Sit back and reflect with tunes from the good old days on Reflections, hosted by Cedric Clark on EPRN. Be sure to rock on with Everyone's Rock. Exquisite Podcast Radio Network has a variety of podcast radio programs for listeners all across the globe. Take the journey, the hip-hop and R&B journey with Greg H, or awaken and take notice to the events in your communities with Purposely Awakened, hosted by Naomi Bondman. Hang out with the gents and listen to the Elite Gents podcast. And for better results, listen in to Revealing Better Results. For sports, check out Folksy's Corner, Sports and Stuff, hosted by John Meisner, and PSA, Prodigy Sportative Attestations. Tell a friend and listen in via EPRN's web app at app.eprn.us and listen in online at www.eprn.us.